Shus Marina Rav Shlita. As it's Erev Yom Kippur, we're all very busy today with mitzvahs, so we're not going to speak for a very long time. Our subject is Arba Minim, but I'd like to connect it up with certain ideas, both of Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. Urukachtem lochem b'yam arishan, and you shall take on the first day, pri eitz hodor, kapos tamarim, v'anof eitz ovos v'arvei nochal. The Torah tells us in Parshas Emor to take the four species, and although some of the expressions are apparently vaguely worded, we benefit from Torah Shebal Peh, where everybody agrees that this relates to the Estrog, which is the Pri Eitz Hodor, the Kapos Tamarim is the Lulav, Anaf Eitz Ovos is the Hadas, and the Arei Nochal is the Willow. Unfortunately, we don't really have this mitzvah this year, because it says Bayom HaRishon, on the first day. And the first day, this year, is on Shabbos. In fact, we didn't have it last year either. Which means that for a period of 3 years, we don't have the mitzvah min haTorah of taking lulav. And that's unfortunate. We know... Did I get it wrong? Yeah, in the Mikdash, okay. Yeah, okay, and the Mishnah talks about Kol Shivah, and Chazal were a second that the mitzvah we have is in fact Kol Shivah, so it's a Dindur Rabbanon. But for us, nowadays, to take the Lulav, Min HaTorah is only on the first day. I think everybody knows why we don't take it on Shabbos. We don't take it because of a risk of carrying, is that right? And that means even if there is an Eruv, even if there is a Kasha Eruv, we still do not take the Arba Minim. Because generally there's a mitzvah of carrying, a mitzvah not to carry on Shabbos, it's a malacha. Chazal were worried. It happened once where two people were learning together, and Moshe says to David, he says, you know something, my daughter's marrying and I want you to be one of the Eidim for the wedding. Really? Oh, how nice of you, Mazel Tov, but there's a problem. He says, what's the problem? David says, well, I can't be one of the witnesses at the wedding. He says, why not? He says, because I'm not Jewish. He says, you're not Jewish? I've been learning with you for all these years and you tell me you're not Jewish? He says, yeah, well, I enjoy the Yiddishkeit. I never actually converted, but it's wonderful. It's an intellectual exercise. I really enjoy it. Does that mean? He says, we've been learning the Gemara that a guy is not allowed to keep Shabbos. Are you telling me that you've been keeping Shabbos? The guy who keeps Shabbos is Chayav Misa. He says, well, actually, to tell you the truth, that before I've been going to shul every Shabbos morning, I put a key in my pocket. And that way you make sure I'm not keeping Shabbos properly. He says, what good is that, putting a key in your pocket? There's an Erev around here. He said, oh, I don't hold by the Erev. So why is it that Chazal were masakin on such a wonderful mitzvah of Arba Minim, the special mitzvah by, and for that matter, shofar as well? The Takana includes Megillah. Shofar, the Torah says blow, and the Chazal come along and say don't blow. The Torah says take the Arba Minim, and the Torah says no, don't. I mean, this is a very special mitzvah. The Medrash says in Vayikra Rabba, when you take the lulav, esrog, and hadas and arava, every single one of them is a manifestation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Pri Eitz Hodor, Zeh HaKadosh Baruch Hu, says the Midrash in Parshas Emor, Parsha Lamed, Siv Tes. Why? Because it says in the Pasuk, Hod V'Hodor Levashto. We're describing Hashem with the idea of Hidur, which is the way the Esrog is described. Kapos Tamarim, the Lulav, Zeh HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is also a manifestation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shekosovo, Tzadik HaTomo Yifroch. That the righteous is like the Tomor, the palm tree. V'anafetz olos, and the hadas, zeh HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is also a manifestation of Hashem, dichsiv, hu omeid ben hadasim. It's a pasuk in Zechariah Aleph. V'arei nochal zeh HaKadosh Baruch Hu, dichsiv bei, as we say in Tehillim Samaches, solu l'roche barovos ve'ishma. So we're comparing Hashem to all four kinds. There are other Divrei Chazal, the different Arba Minim are compared to different types of Jewish people, those who keep mitzvahs, those who don't keep mitzvahs, those who learn Torah, do keep mitzvahs and don't keep mitzvahs, and all those combinations are manifested in the Arba Minim, which we keep all together, and we are like one people. So we have lots of explanations that Arba Minim is not just about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's about Klal Yisrael, and it's about Limud HaTorah, and all these combined give us a very special mitzvah at this time of the year when we have the Chab mitzvahs. And on Sukkot we're not just doing Teshuvah Meira like we've done on Rosh Hashanah, and on Yom Kippur we're doing Teshuvah Me'arva with devotion and love. And when we build our Sukkot, we take our Arba Minim, we're doing it out of a sense of zrizus, of eagerness, and chivu hamitzvah, of dearness and closeness to the mitzvah. There's an interesting idea. If you add up the gematria of the Arba Minim, Lulav, Esrog, Hadas, and Arava, it comes, please believe me, but you can take out your calculators if you want, it comes to 1024. 1024 is in fact the square of the number 32, which is the gematria of Lev. Lev spells Devekus, closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Just like you square, the idea of a square in gematria is a point of emphasis. Like Eya is 21, which is Hashem's, one of Hashem's expressions or names, and 21 squared is 441, which is MS. So, lave the heart, we bring our heart close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu at the Yomim Naroim, when we come to Sukkot, when we do Teshuvah Me'arva, there's a special sense of Dveikus to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Dveikus means that we are taking something special. Rav Hirsch writes in Parshas Vo'era, in the Arba Lashonos of Geula, Vatzeitzi, Vitzalti, Vego'alti, Velokachti, that the expression of Velokachti Lil'om, Hashem takes us to Himself as a people, is an idea of Dveikus, of closeness, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Hashem brings us out from Mitzrayim, from Golus, from slavery, from Inoy, and then He says, Velokachti Lil'om, Dveikus. What happens when it comes to Sukkos? Hashem isn't doing the Lekicha, we are doing the Lekicha. Ulekachtem Lochem B'yom HaRishon, that you are taking for yourself the Yom HaRishon, which Chazal says the first day of the calculation of sins. First day after Yom Kippur, because beforehand everybody's so busy. You take yourself a Dveikus. The onus is on you to become close to Hashem and have this closeness. And so, the gematria of these Arba Minim, which is 32 squared, we are doing the Dveikus HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but we're losing out. We're losing out this year because of Shabbos. We're losing out last year because of Shabbos. So, it's a very unfortunate thing. You could say, well, Shabbos is also a kind of Dveikus to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shabbos gives you a closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which no other day of the week can do. And if you say, yeah, well, what about Shofar? We didn't have Shofar this year because of Shabbos. So we can say, well, it's written that Shabbos is a Zman Teshuvah. Shabbos is a Zman Hisorus. And just like the Shofar gives you Hisorus and awakeness to do Teshuvah, so Shabbos substitutes it in a much better way. So you're not really losing out. There is another thing you can say, and that's this. If Chazal tell you not to take Shofar, not to take Lulav, then you're honest. You can't help it. I can't do something which is an Issa Daraisa of going against the Divrei Chazal, where I might even incur a penalty of Nisa if I'm not listening to Divrei Chazal. I can't help it. I want to do the mitzvah. I'd really like to do the mitzvah of Shofar and Lulav, but I just can't. So I'm honest. And what's the din of honest? It's as if you've done the mitzvah. If you are held back from doing a mitzvah against your will and you want to do it, it's as if you've done it. So you don't have to feel so bad that you didn't do the mitzvah of Shofar and Lulav. If we could have a look at the handouts I've handed round, it will lead us to another question about Arba Minim this year on Shabbos. The first page has an 82 at the top. The number 82, and the second page has the Daf Mem Beis on the top. And we're going to read a bit of a Mishnah at the end of the Perek of Lulav HaGozel. There should be some more handouts here if you're short. Pass them down. Thank you. To save time, I've actually highlighted the bit I'd like to start from. The Mishnah earlier is talking about where people used to bring their Lulav to Shul before Shabbos. Until afterwards the Gezerah was made, you're not taking lulav at all. So Rabbi Yossi Omer, I want to start just where it's highlighted. It says Rabbi Yossi, Yom Tov Rishon Shel Chag Shekhalios B'Shabbos, the first day of Sukkot, which was on Shabbos, the Shochach, and the person forgot, the Hotzias HaLulav L'Shus HaRamim, Potom. If a person forgot, and he carried his lulav out into the street, Potom, Ibnei HaShir B'Shus, he carried it out The expression is bishus, which means with permission. What does it mean with permission? He didn't carry out with permission. A person forgot it was Shabbos, but he was osek b'mitzvah, says Rashi. Bishus mitzvah shehoyah torud b'mitzvah. He was busy doing the mitzvah. Umechashev v'osuk, and he was thinking about it and busy with it. Umemahe lasoso, and he was rushing to do it. Umitoch kach, and as a result, tor, he made a mistake. B'shochach shu Shabbos, he forgot that it's Shabbos. Uksav Rabbi Yossi tov edvar mitzvah. He made a mistake with the Dvar Mitzvah. The Shogag with the Dvar Koreis Potom Mikobah. The person who is Shogag here, the Dvar Koreis is Potom Mikobah. Now, we have grown up to assume that the Mitzvah of not, the Gezerah of not taking Lulav, is because you might forget yourself and go out in the street and carry. But what's going on here? Rabbi Yossi says, and this is brought down to Halacha, you can see the little Aleph in the Mishnah which takes you to the Rambam and takes you to Shulchan Aruch. That is saying that if you carry out in the street on Shabbos and you forget, then you're potter. Alright, potter in Hilchos Shabbos doesn't mean you're completely free. Potter means you're potter from a punishment. Potter can still mean potter avalosur. You don't do it. But you're not chayv chatos, you're not chayv koris, you're not chayv skila. So what's going on here? If the whole mitzvah of lulav is not to be done this year on Shabbos because of the risk of carrying, but we've got a mefurish mishnah couple of pages just before that din, which say, look, if you do actually forget yourself and carry, right, nishta zoygefelech, as they say in Irish, you've done something wrong, okay, potter avalosu, but it's not chaya, it's not chaya chatos, it's not chaya koreis, because you've been b'choshev in the mitzvah, and you wanted to do the mitzvah properly, and as a result of that, you didn't really, hadn't the kavanah to do a malacha. You forgot that it's Shabbos. The Orach Laner explains this din as being one of misasek. He says that the person so torah b'mitzvah, and as a result of that, he goes out and carries, it's misasek. And misasek is like leaning just against the light switch without intending to do anything wrong. And there are different definitions of misasek. But this halacha here is saying that if you do end up carrying and forgetting on Shabbos, well, okay, potter mipnei hoshtiyo bishus. And because of this, Chazal was saying, you may not take lulav on Shabbos. Chazal did away with a mitzvah d'oraisa because of something where, if you do it, well, it's potur. Actually, if you look in the Gemara, I didn't give you the handout, but the Gemara at the beginning of the fourth perek, which is a couple of pages later, say, what is the din? The din is Gezerah Shel Rabbah. Rava says, actually I'll read out the piece of Gemara which I've got in here. The first page of the fourth perek, Lulav Rava. Omar Rava, Gezeira Shemit Lenu Biyodo, a person might take it in his hand, the Yelech Eitzel Baki Lilmo, a person will go to an expert, the Avarinu Dalad Amos B'Shusarabim, and he will carry four Amos B'Shusarabim. So here, what's Rava saying? The worry that Chazal had was not that you might come and forget and take it to shul. The worry that Chazal had was that somebody's walking along in the street, finds a shofar or lulav, and he wants to learn how to use it, and therefore he'll take it to a teacher and say, teach me how to use it. The Rambam changes his lashon a little bit. He doesn't say the Elech Eitzel Baki Lil mode. He says that the teacher will blow the shofar for him or whatever. What's the skill? The skill with a shofar is a maisa chochma. What's the skill with lulav? Anybody can lift up a lulav. The minute you lift it up, you're doing the mitzvah. What's the worry about going to a teacher? So Rashi says, he might take it to a teacher to learn how to wave it, to learn how to make the brochas. So the same gezerah applies to lulav as well as to shofar. So you can say, here there's a different gezerah. The gezerah here is talking about, not that you might forget and take it to shul from your house, mishus hayochid mishus harabim. You'll find in the street somebody who's ignorant. So now if we go to the second page of your handout, we'll find that this problem still exists. Because if you look at the second page of your handout, and you look at the top left-hand corner in Tosfos, Tosfos say, Omar Abai Peshehofchum. So there we're explaining the Mishnah we just said about Rabbi Yossi, where he says, well, he's saying in the Gemara that really, it's only when you haven't done the mitzvah yet that you've got this patur, that you've got this exemption. Once you've done the mitzvah, you've done the mitzvah already, then you're really carrying because you're no longer tovered the mitzvah. So Tosfos talks about this. I don't want to get involved on this idea, but mitzvahs ain't srichas kavana. You lifted it up. You didn't have kavana to the mitzvahs. You've done the mitzvah already. And we're not talking about you haven't made the bracha yet. So the Gemara there is talking about you haven't done the mitzvah properly yet, or you carried it out in a kli, or you carried it upside down, therefore you haven't done it properly. So in that list of where you haven't done the mitzvah properly, and your potur is also b'holech eitzel boki lilma. That when you're going to that teacher to learn, you're also torah b'mitzvah, and you also haven't done the mitzvah yet, and by lifting it up, you're not doing the mitzvah because you might be holding it upside down or whatever. So there you are also potur. So the gezeirah of Rabba, which was Shema Yelech Eitzel Baki Lilmot Rabbi in the Daladamas B'Shusar Rabbim, is also applying to a case where a person is, if anything, shogeg or misasei. He hasn't really done such an aveira to warrant the abolition of a mitzvah in a Torah to take abominim. It's a very difficult question indeed. One which one doesn't seem to see frequently written about. What's going on here? Chazal did away with a mitzvah. Well, we've done away with it now for 3 years. Why? Because somebody might come and find it in the street. Think of the statistical probability of this happening. That person will then go to a teacher to learn how to use it. That when he's doing so, he's not even doing an aveira in terms of a korban chatos or korban or issa skila. What's the statistical likelihood of this happening? It's easier to win the national lottery jackpot. I found a sefer Kuzari Sheni, which was written by Rav David Nitto, who was the Sfardi chief rabbi of London in 1700. He was an amazing man, and he wrote the sefer called Matedon Kuzari Sheni, which was to address the criticisms against Chazal and to explain the truth of Torah Shebaal Peh. And he has a different mahalach. He has a different approach to this din. He explains, in the same dialogue as the first Kuzari of Yudah Levi, there's the Mechaber, there's the Kuzari, he explains that the reason why Chazal were masakin to do away with this mitzvah was the same reason why a sick person who's in danger eats on Yom Kippur. A sick person who eats on Yom Kippur, why does he eat? The Chaybohem, to save his life. See, so it's the same reason we have been receiving this gezeirah. What does he mean? He talks about how numerous were the number of Amei Haaretz in Klal Yisrael at the time when Chazal made this gezeirah. There were so many people who were strayed away from Yiddishkeit, who knew very little about Yiddishkeit, and nevertheless, they had a heart, and they wanted to do things, and they didn't have seed and other ways of kiruv in those days, maybe as much as now, who knows? And he was talking about where a person finds a shofar or a lulav in the street, and he is eager to do the mitzvah of shofar and lulav. And so he wants to learn how to do it, so he takes it to a teacher. And this person knows that you may not carry on Shabbos. He knows it's against the din. But nevertheless, he wants to perform that mitzvah of lulav. So what does he do? He goes and carries it. And he says there might even be witnesses there. Aidim v'asro, who say to him, you're not allowed to carry on Shabbos. And they warn him that if you carry, you can be chayav misa. And he says, I don't care. I want to do that mitzvah of shofar or lulav. Can we understand such a mentality? That's the expression of the Kuzari Sheni. He says it's amazed that this person who is carrying the shofar or lulav is doing so on purpose. At first I thought this is unbelievable. Until I thought again about the way things are nowadays amongst, unfortunately, certain communities where people Dafka make sure they get to the synagogue at the Shabbos morning service throughout the year and drive a car in order to do so. And they might even know that it's forbidden to drive a car. They might even know that the rabbi doesn't like it, and so they'll park round the corner. But they say, well, I live so far away, how else am I going to get to shul? And what they don't seem to realise is that it's better to daven at home and not drive the car than to drive the car and go to shul. In their mentality, the ritual of the synagogue service is so important that it overrides in their perception the importance of the 39 malachas. But the truth is, the 39 malachas are more important than the synagogue service. You can't get to a shul, you can't get to shul, but you don't break the malachas. That is the mentality which Chazal foresaw. They could see that there were Yidden who were so keen to keep the mitzvahs properly, the ritualistic ones, the synagogue service, that they would even compromise on other halachas. And they did not want that to happen. So in order to teach this importance of the Lamed Tes Malachas, they made this gezeirah. That is meant to send us a message. And it's meant to send us a message at this time of the year when we're doing Teshuvah. Teshuvah Mi'irah, Teshuvah Me'avah. Chazal is sending us a message. Remember what you're meant to be doing Teshuvah about. Not just that you came late to the synagogue service, but that maybe your malachas on Shabbos were not being refrained from sufficiently. That was the koach of Chazal. But even if we set aside the Kuzari Sheni for a moment, and we come back to Tosfos, because Tosfos was talking, and Rabbi Yossi was talking about when it's done, he shochach, he forgot. So he's potter. Even then, Chazal is saying to us, even then, without the halach, there's no contradiction between the approach of Tosfos and the approach of Rav Dovid Mietzvah. Even with the approach of Rabbi Yossi and the Mishnah and of Tosfos, Chazal didn't want you to do something which was potter alalosu. Okay, so you don't have to bring a korban chatos. You don't have to be punishable by death, misom en hashamayim. We should be careful not to do those averus which are just potter alalosu. Potter alalosu means you're still chayav b'dinei shamayim. You're still accountable. It's still a little stain on one's name. We should be careful even with a small averus. When it comes to Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, and Sukkot, we should be doing tshuva not just for the big things, but also for the little things, because we say in Pekei Avos, we shouldn't judge a mitzvah kala kechamura. We don't know the difference. You don't know what the matan tzcharon shel mitzvahs is. And in the same way with averus, we don't know how, in Hashem's eyes, the very small averus might be very significant. We don't want to put that stain on our personalities. We want to try and refrain even from those things which are potter avalosu. And Chazal are entitled, according to the dictum al pi atorah sheyerucha, to say, look, we don't want you to carry on Shabbos even if, as a result of not taking taking shavu'lulav, you might, by mistake, inadvertently, carry in a way where you're potter avalosu. That's not the way we want you to be. But the mentality which struck me most was the Kuzari Sheni one, because there are so many people nowadays who might drive the car and go to shul. Or, for example, there was one person who just once asked, I think he asked Rabbi Roberts, he says, one rabbi was saying, look, this fellow in my community, he's married out, he wants to know, does he have to keep mezuzah? He's married out, but he wants to know, does he have to... So Rabbi Roberts said, well, why shouldn't he keep the mitzvah mezuzah? Well, he's married out, he's a lost soul. Well, of course he's got to keep the mitzvah mezuzah. If a person's transgressed in one thing, he still has to keep all the mitzvahs. Doesn't mean he can compromise on the others. A person can't say, well, I'm a lost case. There's no way I'm going to recover from what I've been doing. And so as I'm not keeping this, I won't keep that and that and that as well. The rachamim of Hashem is that when he judges us, he calls us a tzaddik if you've got more mitzvahs than averus. It's not that if you've got no averus. If you've got more mitzvahs than averus, you're already called a tzaddik. The Rosh is the person who's got more averus than mitzvahs. Obviously, one should try not to have any averus at all. But look at the Rachamim of Hashem. He calls us tzaddikim if we've got more mitzvahs than averus. That's the beauty of it. Just one last point. Sadly, there are times when people are openly criticizing Rabbonim, Choshev Rabbonim, in our community. And in the last year, we've seen a case in our community where we've witnessed a machlokas l'shem shemayim. There are some rabbonim are saying, yes, it's okay to use an Erev on Shabbos, and some rabbonim are saying, it's not okay to use an Erev. So I'm not getting involved in the politics of it, if it's called politics. What I'm looking upon is that we have a machlokas l'shem shemayim, where some say one way l'shem shemayim, and others say another way l'shem shemayim, and we have to go by what our Rav says. And I think that when we refrain from the shofar of a lulav, we are giving a public demonstration in our teshuvah that we accept what the Rabbanim was saying. We accept Divrei Chazal. Chazal told us, you got a mitzvah of shofar lulav, don't do it. We're accepting Divrei Chazal. So if we inadvertently may have said something in the last year which is wrongful in criticizing any Rabbanim and not just accepting that there's machlokes Hashem Shemaim, then our teshuva will be this Tishri, by showing that we do accept the Divrei Chazal, we do accept what our Rabbanim are saying, and they tell us not to take shofar, not to take lulav. That is the way we demonstrate our faith in the Rabbanim, our faith in Chazal, al pi ha-Torah asher yaruchah. Thank you very much. I wish you all a gemach simatoyva.